Welcome to the second episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and it's Monday, May 9th, 2016. And what's the occasion yesterday?
Happy belated Mother's Day for all you mothers out there.
That's right. If you're watching this and you're a mother, happy Mother's Day. Belated, right. happy Mother's Day. Hope you were treated like a queen yesterday. Or if you're a queen yourself, I guess you for sure treated like a queen too. Okay, so yes, this is a show. It's our second episode. We're just trying out you know, new formats and new stories and new things that that we can give you guys for entertainment purposes.
Because we like giving it to you.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so let's go with a gay Ray. Okay, so this article is unusual. For that part of the country? Yeah, part of the world?
It is unusual. The title of the article is Leading Saudi Cleric. Homosexuality does not require any punishment in this world. And his whole thing is, yes, homosexuality is a sin, but that's punishable when you die, not while you're here on this plane of existence, pretty much is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a lot better than throwing 16-year-old boys off the top of buildings.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So this is a Saudi cleric. So, this is, yeah, Saudi Arabia, and his name is Dr. Salman Al-Ouda. Yeah. So, a leading cleric in Saudi Arabia rendered the judgment on homosexuality that has provoked controversy in Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Middle East, according to Middle East Eye. He said homosexuality is a sin, but it does not require criminal punishment. Yeah, good steps. This is posted by Caesar, and thank you for posting this. And it's kind of intriguing that a Middle Eastern country is small steps. Yeah, so
but
now they're not killing them anymore.
I noticed most of the Middle Eastern guys that are here in the U.S. are gay.
Yeah, I know a few.
I know a chaser. He just finished school this week. He's probably going back.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I know one who's a bear. And yeah, he's a power bottom, and he's Middle Eastern. That I know.
Aren't they all?
I don't know. Okay, so homosexuals are not deviating from Islam. It says homosexuality is a grave sin, but those who say that homosexuals deviate from Islam are the real deviators, Ouda maintained. However, he said Islam does not encourage individuals who have same-sex attraction to show their feelings in public, and he evidently remains confident that homosexual conduct would be punished after death. Okay, so that's the compromise on his part.
It's between you and God.
It's
man.
Between you, yeah.
Between
just
you and God. Man is not supposed to judge.
That's right. Okay.
So, what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that is a step in the right direction for the Middle East as far as homosexual conduct is handled? Mm-hmm. Because right now they just throw you off a building.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is happening in the other countries. So. Okay, let's go to your next. Okay.
Our next article, back here at home in the grand old U.S. of A. Bible bearing anti-LBG Christians are entering Target stores and terrorizing customers. And that's different than what any other day. Have you not been to the Target up here in this neck of the woods?
Not so bad. It's okay over here. Okay.
All these country folks up in there. Anti-LBG Bible-bearing Christians entered Target stores in Tennessee, Illinois, and Oregon this week, telling customers they need to repent for shopping there because of the transgender bathroom policy. Okay. And this is a video, right?
Yeah, this is a video. We're going to play it really quick, just the first part. Okay. So there are the even further mystery.
Mm-hmm. He made transvestites. He made the male and female.
We're not talking about transvestites, we're talking about transgender.
Jesus said, he that justify the wicked and condemneth the just, both are an abomination. Both of them are
station.
You got to go.
You gotta go, man.
This is your warning. You will be judged according to God's standard. Not man, but God.
Okay.
So basically, he was not greeted with great joy from the shoppers.
Yeah, people are trying to get, go away, shut up, go away. So yeah, I mean, yeah, he's not in the right place, I guess. So what, because for one thing, Target has these doors, has these restrooms that are, they don't care if you're going to be, if you're whatever sex you are. If you are a woman, go to the woman's room. If you're a man, go to the man's room. If you identify as a woman, go ahead, because you just need to pay. And they don't care. Target is doing a good job, and then these two protesters are coming.
One of my aunts today posted, men should not be allowed in women's restrooms.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I bit my tongue because I was like, you know what? She's old, bitter, and an alcoholic. I don't need to fight with her. But how many times have you actually seen a man in a woman's restroom? Other than the one that was sneaking in the women's restroom to be perverted.
Yes.
In Florida.
I mean, that's what happens, actually.
So, here's my deal. It's not meant to put men in women's restrooms. So, because if they're identifying as a woman, then they're probably dressing as a woman.
Yes, that's right.
So, I don't know.
And they identify as women.
And I remember you dragging my ass to the bathroom all the time when I was a boy going to the women's bathroom. What are the mamas going to do when they ain't got the daddies with them to go to the men's, take their kids to the restroom?
Yeah. Okay, so it's just disturbing that they think this way. And
I've seen dads carry their little girls into the men's restroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And little kids don't go inside, restrooms by themselves anyway.
So,
like you said, even if they're very young, they would go in. And who are they protecting? Their fears are really unfounded.
And there's a lot bigger shit to worry about than who's using what damn restroom.
And that's what they're doing right now. McCrory, the one in North Carolina, is because
the Supreme Court said that it's unconstitutional, it violates civil rights.
Yes.
And he's suing the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's right, he's suing. And then because he's not going to get federal funding and things like that. Yeah. So, well, yeah, because it's always the bathroom and these protect the kids, protect the children. What? Protection from what? There is no danger. This all imagined.
The most danger out there are Republicans.
Exactly, actually, yes. Even clergymen.
Clergy, yes. And Republicans.
Yeah.
And you only got 15 months from molesting those boys, and one of them committed suicide. That's all I got to say.
Oh, that's sad. So.
All right, moving on. We got one more little short gay here for you. And these are awkward grinder moments. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was pretty funny. So Maynard's going to read the blue part, and I'm going to read the yellow part, which
well,
I can't see.
Well, left and right. You know, how it is with chats. There's a left side, there's a right side. In your
so we're starting off with this one.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, am I blue?
You're blue.
Oh, I'm blue. Okay. So here I am just chatting someone and
this is just random text.
It's random text and Grindr. Okay. Do you fart much?
Why?
Let me sniff. Okay. This is just disturbing. Thanks. Okay. So you keep getting closer. Are you outside my window?
Haha, no, still in my room.
Then I must be outside your window, stoking it.
Oh dear. Well, I sleep upstairs, so it must be my housemate's window. Awkward.
Okay, so yeah, there's so many
many
of these.
This one. No, just skip that one.
Skip that
one. That's boring.
Okay. Boring. And then okay, so Grindr, you sometimes see the picture, you know, the guy's picture in the on her profile. Okay, so here we go. Cute ass.
Have you seen my ass? But thanks anyway.
The donkey in your photo. Wait, that's a kangaroo.
It is.
Oops. Guess I should have zoomed out. Now my lame pickup line doesn't make any sense.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. Can you send me your location?
Sorry, I'm not going to meet you.
How rude! Not sending me your location.
Not rude. I'm just not interested. Sorry.
Oh. Hey, you should come to Planet Fitness at 6 a.m.
Why the hell would I be awake at 6 a.m.?
Oh my god. Okay. What else do we have here?
The high one. There you go.
Okay. Hi. I heard you're pretty hung. Is it true?
Says who?
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Okay. Let's do this one.
This is the last one.
Okay. Hey, what's up? Can I ask a favor? Would you be down for verbally abusing me over the phone? I'm a faggot looking to be dominated and put in my place by a younger master. I know it's a strange request. I can give you my number and you can block yours when you call me. Cool?
What? I mean, what?
Yeah, what?
So here's the one, the funny cuddle. We got to do that one.
Okay. You want to try cannibalism? Oh my God. Where did you get this? Oh my God.
Go to the last one. What's the last one?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy has me the worst and the most wired I have ever been. Tied up and blindfolded and making me sniff.
Poppers?
Amyl? And want to feed me more gear.
If you're blindfolded and tied up, how can you send me this message, man?
Anyway.
So anyway, those are some awkward ones.
Sorry, guys. They're just awkward.
It was just like, and some of the stuff I could almost publish. Some, if I kept them, I could actually start need to do like our friend Dave does and start posting them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Some of the stupid shit you get. So anyway, if you have some good screenshots of the awkward stuff that you've been propositioned on any of the hookup sites, send them to us here at the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the geek. Okay, so the new clinical trial will attempt to bring dead humans back to life.
This is how zombie apocalypse starts right here. Why in the hell are we doing this?
Yes. We're kind of geeky because we do watch Fear the Walking Dead, of course, the original Walking Dead.
And I don't have the money to go buy a yacht. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. What the hell's going on?
Okay, so could we regenerate brains in clinically dead patients? A health watchdog organization has approved a new trial. They approved it! A new trial that will attempt to revive technically dead humans using their own stem cells. The trial will be run by biotech company BioQuark, which is primarily focused
Are they an umbrella corporation?
Maybe it could be an umbrella corporation. It's a, you know, what is it? Resident Evil,
right? Did they say where they're going to do this in Raccoon City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'll see Mira Sorvino, something like that, mm-hmm. running around. Okay, so focused on developing combinatorial biologics that get to the heart of disease reversal rather than just treating the symptoms. They believe that the stem cells can be used as a kind of a reset button for the body, erasing cell damage and stimulating tissue regeneration. They claim that their research could potentially lead to complex tissue and organ regeneration, disease reversion, and even biological age reversal. Interesting. So in this study, 20 patients are declared brain dead. So they have brain dead patients, and which are clinically dead, so long as the patient is kept alive through life support. So yeah, if you have a breathing apparatus and everything, but you're brain dead, they're candidates.
I guess in theory. This could be a good treatment for somebody that's got brain injuries.
Well, yeah, that's
technically
true.
Brain dead after an accident or something,
yeah.
And they're just alive on life support.
It's just that
it would if they develop it, it would make Steel Magnolias turn into a whole different story.
Yeah, so it just brings in the definition of a zombie, though, that you came from you're dead and you came alive,
and we start playing God.
Yes,
see, like that's the whole ethics God. About some of the science. Do I'm like, I understand the need for science. And then I also understand that we, at times, I think we try to play God. And I think in times it pushes the envelope to try to do that, but it's still...
Is that how you feel about this?
Well, no. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but sometimes it's just like, do I really want a zombie apocalypse?
Well, that's pretty much what they said also with test tube babies. Same thing. I mean... Back then, of course, we were thinking the same thing. That you're pushing the envelope. You're pushing. You're taking it too far.
What happened to the test tube baby? He should be.
He should be what?
He should be a grown adult by now.
Oh yeah, there's many of them, I'm sure. So, and who knows? You know, let's talk about just a little bit cloning. I know ethically it's bad or whatever. There's some
rules on that.
Somewhere here in the world, somebody, one country or some organization is cloning someone, and they're just not saying anything. Don't you think so? I think so.
I think humans have been cloned for a long time.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
I don't think it was just Jolly the sheep. I don't think anybody stopped with her.
Yeah, if they did that, they should. Some organization, like I'm saying, or some country, or I don't know. We don't know that they're not publicizing it, that they've already done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because ethical issues, they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of this stuff has ethical and practical applications. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully not a zombie apocalypse and we're running for our lives from our friends trying to eat us.
That's right.
But all I got to say, double tap.
Double tap. Okay, so... let's tell us what you think, guys.
Yeah.
If you have a okay.
Okay, this one just warms my heart to know.
Oh, of course. Raise geekdom.
It's official. CBS confirms that the new Star Trek TV series begins production this fall.
Mm-hmm.
If the news that fans of the franchise, be they Trekkers or Trekkies, have been awaiting to hear, after promises, false starts, and a lot of conjecture, it looks like CBS' new Star Trek TV series is finally ready to begin production. The dynasty that sparked several standalone films and a recent reboot will be returning to the medium that lights its legacy. This is the first time since Star Trek Enterprise that we will be seeing a property on the television that was 11 years ago.
Oh my God.
That was 2005.
It's been that long.
Since then, we've watched J.J. Abrams redefine the familiar characters from the first series while wondering if we'd ever see Gene Roddenberry's baby back and functioning as a weekly wonder. And one of the rumors is that it is a series between Star Trek, the original series, and the Next Generation. So it would be the Enterprise D.
Okay.
A, B, C.
But I thought this is
C or D. C.
I think. Don't you think this is going to be part of the reboot?
I don't know. It depends. That's
what I'm saying.
It depends on who's doing it. They didn't say J.J. Abrams got anything to do with it, so it might or might not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just logical now.
To see.
Because if you move forward with it, and if you think the reboot is something legitimate, or some purists may say they're not, but then, you know, people are getting old, the younger generation are coming in, and, they probably like the latest, it's not the latest, or whatever the reboot is, you know, the Star Trek that came out a couple of years ago. And that pretty much is a reboot, because so many things are not supposed to happen anymore and everything. So what I'm saying is, moving forward, it's just logical that this new TV series on CBS will be embracing it.
Yeah,
I think it should embrace it.
Maybe it's the Excelsior class Enterprise are doing.
Excelsior, okay. All right, let's go to
the bazaar.
Okay, the bazaar here. We have a bazaar here. I kind of skipped this, but you put this anyway. I don't know.
No, I didn't put that. You did all the
maybe
notes.
You did this.
You
did this part?
This
okay.
is all you.
All right. Okay. So, if you're hungry for KFC, this might be... if you like KFC and you're in Asia, you might be in luck, because you can have KFC all on your fingers all the time. Gives you a different perspective of finger licking good. Okay, so make your fingers perpetually smell like fried chicken with KFC nail polish. So KFC Hong Kong, this is Hong Kong, okay? KFC Hong Kong is taking the concept of finger licking good to heretofore unexplored realms, and it just might end with your having bloody nubs for fingers. Nubs for fingers. That's because the global fast food chain just released an edible nail polish. And you best believe it tastes for their iconic chicken. Marketing giant Ogilvy and Mather, I don't know how to say it, is the brains behind the product, which is targeted at Hong Kong youth. They say they work with food technologists at McCormick. McCormick Experience?
Mm-hmm.
McCormick, the same company that produces KFC's herbs and spices mix, to come up with natural ingredients that mimic KFC's most popular recipes, original and hot and spicy. So put it to use, and the customers should simply apply and dry like regular nail polish, and then lick again and again and again. Ray, would you wear this nail polish?
My fingers smell like chicken most of the time anyhow.
Okay. But would you like it when you're sleeping? You start licking on it. Well, I don't know. I would probably get the clear one. I hope they have a clear one. I would probably
have plenty of chicken to lick on when I'm sick.
Not that kind of chicken, right? Oh my God. He's into that kind of chicken, if you know what I mean, guys. Okay. So, I guess...
I wouldn't wear nail polish that smelled like fried chicken. Because then all these bitches at work would be following me around like, ooh, you smell like lunch.
What if you touch someone with it or smear someone with it and he or she would smell like chicken?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
I don't know, and this is probably racist, but I just see this room of big bosom black women sitting around painting their fingernails and it smelling like fried chicken up in there. I don't know why. Can I get that image out of my house after reading that article? Out of my mind after reading that article.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go to our last one here.
Okay, you can literally have sex with the environment in this eco-sexual bath. Maynard, where in the hell did you find this?
It's all in the Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page. And Caesar posted this, so...
Okay.
Okay.
Enter eco-sexual bathhouse. Their strategy for surviving the Anthropocene? Is that how you say that? Anthropocene? The project debuting now in the Royal Botanical Gardens in Melbourne. Oh, it's Australians. Is an interactive. All right, y'all Australians are losing a little bit. Gardens in Melbourne is an interactive performance labyrinth where visitors can push the boundaries between sexuality and ecology. They can also sink their arms into a composting glory hole. Boy, you can do that here. Yeah. They're expressionless, disguised by mesh mask full of sprouting seeds that are being incubated by their breath. Comprised of transdisciplinary artist Lauren Cromeyer and their theater maker Ian Sinclair, Pony Express created the bathhouse to humorously speculate on how sexual interaction with the environment may help secure the future of the planet. In their own words, sex sells, and if humans can learn to love the environment, maybe they can learn to preserve it. Mm-hmm. Here they mean love in the biblical sense. The project is premised on ecosexuality, a nascent queer identity that considers the environment as an erotic partner. Ecosexual bathhouse images a world where this identity is one with the brink of becoming mainstream, and the project offers its audience a safe place to really get in touch with nature. It draws heavily on both the queer and environmentalist movements, updating their activism with a touch of post-human hedonism for the 21st century. Or when sustainability has reached its limit and the brink of environmental apocalypse looks close enough to jump.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically a bathhouse in the forest or something like that, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's it at all. Was there a video with this?
There are pictures. There's so many pictures about it. And it's intriguing because there are people who kind of lick flowers, kissing while they have some leaves in their mouths. People...
So it's basically people having sex in the woods.
Pretty much.
Which is pretty common here.
Which is what I just said. It's like having... It's a bathhouse in the forest. And anything earthy or anything that involves the earth, or even though you're outdoors, you bring the plants in your place, or you bring the plants in your room, or you have soil or whatever, and some of them are really just hanging out in the forest, and probably you have a bed in the forest and everything. So it's like a bathhouse. This is what I say. It's a bathhouse, but it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. Have you tried that before?
She has a G-string with...
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, see.
Is that moss?
No, that looks like...
Moss over her vagina?
That is not moss on her vagina. That is almost looks like... What you call it?
Like broccoli? What is that?
No. What's the stuff that the Vietnamese put on their food and you Asians put on the food? Bean sprouts.
You Asians.
Bean sprout vagina.
Bean sprouts vagina.
You don't get no fresher than the cooch.
Oh, she's wearing a thong. She's
kind of fresh from the cooch.
Okay. But anyway, so yeah, it's kind of interesting about outdoor sex. When's the last time you had outdoor sex, Ray?
4 months ago.
Really? Outdoor sex 4 months ago. The last time I had outdoor sex was probably 12 years ago. Oh my gosh.
I know. Wait. It's been longer than 4 months. It was last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was still warm outside. So it was last fall.
Oh, okay.
Last fall.
Must be nice. you know, just being surrounded by trees.
The days just keep flying by. I can't keep up with it. So, anyway, we hope y'all enjoyed the show and y'all keep listening. And if y'all have any ideas, you can go to the Gay Geek Bazaar page at Facebook and add some stories there.
Yep. And you can email us. Email us your stories or email us your reactions or whatever comments you have. Go email us at show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327.
Yes. And like Ray said, Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Gay Geek Bazaar, at Gay Geek Bazaar. And we are now on SoundCloud and Google Play. And I need to work on some place that we can distribute this media. So soon we'll have it in iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So watch out for that. And of course, go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.